Useful knowledge.
Welcome to Useful Knowledge, and I'm your host, LV. I'm here with some of the greatest young men from the Carolina Defenders, Miles Thompson and Tristan Tate. What's going on, guys?
How you doing, LV?
What's good, man?
Doing great, man. Doing great. I heard I got a Morehouse man in the building in the Georgia, man.
Yeah, Georgia.
Tell me how y'all feeling. Man. Tell me how you're feeling about that one, man.
I'm feeling great. Morehouse has been my school since I've been in sixth grade. I went on a college field trip with my middle school, and I just love the campus, and I love the atmosphere, and I love the Morehouse mystique, as they call it.
What do you consider by Morehouse mystique?
The Morehouse mystique, the way they describe it, it's the way that you change when you get on the campus. You start becoming part of a separate culture than what you're used to. You set a standard of excellence for yourself that's upheld by your peers.
Man, Tristan, now we're going to move over to Tristan real quick. With Georgetown, even though you're a junior in high school right now, you already grabbed Georgetown. That's great. Tell me how you feel about that one.
Georgia, oh my God. I always love Georgia.
my fault. Not Georgetown, my fault, Georgia. You're right.
Nah, you straight. I love Georgia. I've been playing with Georgia in NCAA for like years. I always seen Georgia. I met the principal, and then she's really cool. And I just love the atmosphere. I met some friends there. And then I like their DECA and all that. They're pretty cool.
I heard they had a game the other night. Who won?
I'm not going to speak on that right there.
Morehouse beat Georgia, University of Georgia.
Just wait till I get there, though.
Shout out to the shooting guard at Morehouse. He dropped 31.
No, I heard you dropped 17 yesterday,
yes,
Miles.
Sir.
And Tristan, you popped them with 20.
I had to do it one time. I'm unguardable.
So what's your defense going down the court? I mean, your offense. How do you do that? How you handle that?
Everything is just all-out attack mode, man. It's just you can never let up. You got to stay diligent and persistent so that your mindset never changes and wavers.
Well, how you feel about that one, Tristan?
When I come down court, I mean, sometimes I come down court, sometimes I don't. But when I do, I look to pass because I'm a more of like catch and shoot kind of guy. And I can also crash the board, you know, going for like a good layup and always get the and one, you know.
I got the feeling of a clutch player from you, man.
Oh, yeah. Always clutch. Always been clutch. Always been clutch.
Since we're talking about clutch players, I like how, you know, I hit three buzzer beaters during the spring season. One of them during big shots in Winston-Salem. And then another one was during big shots of, it was at Carolina Courts, I think.
So all this is on the Carolina Defenders, correct?
All of it. Oh, all yeah. of it was done with Carolina Defenders.
Tell me life on and off the court with the Carolina Defenders and your players on your team, man.
As far as on the court, it's a blast. All we do is have fun playing the game of basketball that everyone loves. As far as from the parents who love the game a lot to seeing the kids who are actually playing to the coaches in the middle, and then everybody else that we have supporting us, like you, that supports us. And then off the court, we get to do things like this where we're having fundraisers, we're having study sessions with each other, making sure everyone's grades are all right and straight so that you're not only eligible to play in your high school, but you're eligible to play in college and that you're getting right on and off the court.
It seems like a real big family.
That's all it's ever been. I came to the Defenders and I knew that it was a home for me. From tryouts.
Tell me how tryouts went. Both of y'all. I want to get both of y'all opinion on that one.
I didn't really go to trials. It's just that I just made it. I'm just nice like that, you know?
What about yours?
I went to tryouts, and it really opened my eyes because as far as my basketball career been, I'd only played against players from Charlotte and Gastonia and the surrounding area. But then when I got exposed to some of the other talent in North Carolina, I was able to see like how I need to step my game up.
All right, with the coaches, how are they helping you? How are they helping you actually perfect your game?
Well, one of the coaches is my dad, and he's our strength and conditioning coach. And he recently bought a Vertimax, and we have an hour of Vertimax training before every practice. And that's always good because it improves your balance, your explosiveness, control, and strength.
What's your relationship with one of the coaches, Tate?
I mean, when I first came, they really brought me in. We already had, like, a positive vibe. Like, before I even came to the Defenders, I was playing, like, a street ball type. And then they really taught me how to, like, play fundamental type, you know. And then they just brought me in, like, if I was one of their own, you know.
All right. We're about to go on break right now, but when we come back from break, I like to get both of y'all views on each one of these coaches I'm about to name after the break, sir.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right, that'd be golden, man. That'd be golden.
Useful knowledge.
We're back. This is Useful Knowledge, and I'm your host, LV. I'm here with my special guests, Miles Thompson and Tristan Tate.
What's up?
How you doing?
What's going on, man? Before we went on break, we was talking about what expectations you had out of the coaches and how did you feel about them. I'm gonna say their names, and I want y'all to each a piece tell me at least one or two good things that these coaches has taught y'all. Let's start off with Coach Eric.
Coach Eric, oh man, Coach Eric, that man is a clown, but he knows who he be talking about. Like, when he first seen me play, he told me, like, I had to crack down, stop being frustrated, because that was when I first played with the defenders, and I was really frustrated, like, I kept getting mad. But yeah, he brought me in under his wing, told me to calm down, just play my game, take the anger out on the court, but legally, you know, how to play good. And all that.
Legally?
Yeah,
you know, what are you doing?
You don't want to get tech.
Yeah, you don't want to get tech.
I got a tech yesterday, man.
I almost got a tech yesterday when I spiked the ball, but they, Coach Cody, he came on me and he told me just calm down.
All right. What about you?
Coach Eric was one of the first coaches that I've ever had that actually pulled me to the side during a scrimmage and told me exactly what I was doing wrong and what I could do to fix it. Because everyone's always wanting to tell you what you're doing wrong, but they're never going to tell you how to fix it. They're expecting you to do that on your own. And he took the extra step and told me how to fix it, because my problem was I'm a very athletic guy, but I'm out of control at times. And that's something that my favorite player, Russell Westbrook, has the same problem with. And he said, watch Russell after he gets out of control. Watch how he reins himself back in. He said, even you can even see it in his free throws. He does like yoga breathing where like he has his hand and like brings it up to his chest like, woo-sah, and then shoots the free throw. And I have to do the same thing because I get so worked up because I'm so passionate about playing that you have to, like, it gets... It's frustrating when
you get amped up. You're like, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Because I love Russell Westbrook. Like, he gets mad when he scores, and he gets mad when he gets scored on.
Shout out to Kemba Walker, the greatest of all time. All
right. Shout out to Russell Westbrook. He just scored his 50th triple-double, man. I'm so proud of you, man.
Kemba Walker.
All right, what about Coach Cody?
Coach Cody, that man got bounced.
That's a player coach right there. He's a coach that always comes and scrimmages with us during practice, and he could still take some of us to the hoop.
He's only 27. What are you talking about?
Dude can windmill, and he's barely 6 feet tall. Can windmill in between the legs. I will never jump with him.
All right. What about Coach Vincent?
Oh yeah, that's my dad, man.
I want to hear this one.
He's tough love, and I see it. Like, he treats everyone else on the team the same way he treats me at home. It's tough love. You mess up on a play, you better get back up. You get blocked, you better get back up and get back on defense. Like, you can't. He's not gonna let you pity yourself or anything. But at the same time, like, it's still love, even though it's tough love. Like, you know that he wants it best for you.
What about you, Tristan?
Coach Vincent, I just think when he gets mad, it's just so funny because he'll start yelling and then he'll just pause. Like, he'll just say, "You gotta crash the board."
He does the same thing at home. Yeah. I just promise you, he does.
We just wait. Like, is he gonna say something else?
All right. Let's go with the biggest man in the room, Coach Mike.
Coach Mike.
What's that look on your face?
Yeah, that's Coach Mike's my guy, man. That's when I say my dad has tough love. He has sort of like that motherly love. I not saying that he's a woman or anything. He just has that motherly love. Like, he's gonna he really legitimately cares for every player on the team. Like, I've seen him drive all the way like 30 minutes out of his way to go drop people off or pick them up for a game. A game that we have a chance of losing. Like, we might, like, it's a game that he's just going out of his way to do things that other coaches from other programs wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Well, with actually going out of his way, isn't he, with a game losing, knowing that y'all might go into losing the game, isn't there an extra lesson behind that too?
Yeah. I remember he picked me up from... he picked me up from the school one time and brought me to a game because my parents, at the time, my dad had just started coaching the younger team. And I was 16 years old, but I was playing with the 18U team. So I didn't have a ride to every game. And he would pick me and my brother up and take us there. And that really fired us up because we were like, hey, we thought we weren't going to be able to play today. We were going to go to the Y. we were going to go to the rec center and go hoop. But he gave us a chance to play in an actual setting in front of coaches, like all the way in Greensboro at Guilford College. Like that was amazing.
But like, even if I'm having like a bad game or something, Coach Mike will always find a way to like to get me hyped because he knows he sees something in me that I don't even be seeing. It's like he just brings it out of me. And then like, if I'm having like a bad game, he'll just say something inspirational or something like that. And then I just go out and have like so much fun, have the best game possible. And then he'll just come to me and say, I know you can do it. And like, he'll just hype me up, you know.
Right before this segment end, man, each one of y'all, I like to actually tell the world within the next 5 years, where do y'all see yourselves and y'all goals? A piece.
I see myself in the NBA. Like, actually, I see myself in college, then going to the NBA, like graduating from college from Georgia University, like getting a NBA, going to the NBA draft. You know, hopefully I go to the Charlotte Hornets because like that's my favorite team. Play alongside Kemba if he's still there. But yeah, I just want to make my parents proud. You know. You know, since they didn't go to college, I just want to be the first one to go to college. You know, then have some reflect, and then, like, have my kids, like, raise them up right so they can go to college. Yeah, just something like that.
What about you, Miles?
I don't really see myself in the NBA because, to be honest with you, I really love science. I love basketball, too, but science is sort of, like, my first love because I want to be an orthopedist, possibly an orthopedic surgeon, and I'm going to receive my education at Morehouse and hopefully at Morehouse Med School too after I graduate for grad school. And that's where I see myself because like I love sports, but I like the people behind the scenes a little bit more.
Orthopedist. What's an orthopedist? I'm kind of slow.
That's the doctor that you go to like if you get in a car accident and hurt your back, or if you're a basketball player and you tear your ACL. Or
wait, hold on. What? You had to come for me like that. I feel like you just came straight after me like that.
Nah.
hold on.
I'm saying I would take care of you, man. I'll build you a new ACL.
For free, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
You have the NBA checks. You'll be able to pay me.
Still.
Well, I like that. This is what greatness sounds like. Straight up. Just knowing where y'all going in the next 5 years. MBA, orthopedist, a surgeon. Killing Morehouse right there, damn! You know, killing Georgia, just making it all happen, man. I'd like to give a big thanks, big shout out to MPG for doing the productions, Carolina Defenders for bringing these two great athletes and future surgeon and NBA player in the building. And my name's LV. Oh, this is Useful Knowledge, and you can tune in every Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Y'all have a good day. I like to excel, create, and succeed. Have a good night, y'all.
Thank y'all.